In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of Christ, the universal King. And we might think, given the title of this feast, that it is a celebration which comes to us from a long time ago, perhaps from the Middle Ages even, when kings were a very common thing. But actually, this feast day is less than 100 years old. It was instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI, at a time when the kings of Europe were fallen due to the barbarity of the First World War, and the oncoming Spanish Civil War would take down another royal house. So we might ask, was Pope Pius XI trying to reaffirm the importance of having a political king? Was he making a political statement about the importance of a monarchy as a form of government? That wasn't at all what the Pope of the time was trying to do. There was something very different. And we can gain an insight into his agenda by looking at the kind of king our Savior Jesus Christ is. He is a heavenly king. His kingdom, as he tells us in the Gospel of St. John, is not of this world. His kingdom does not come from any political authority in this world. It is above them. It is a supernatural kingdom. And we see this beautifully portrayed for us in the Gospel. Those who serve their brothers and sisters in charity, those who serve them out of love, taking care of their needs, serve not just the person in front of them, but perform an act of homage to the heavenly King, who is disguised in that person in their neediness, whether it's hunger or being in prison or sickness or nakedness, any kind of human need, if responded to in charity, is an act of worship to our heavenly King. When Pope Pius XI was governing the church in Rome, there were many ideologies that said we could build heaven right here on earth. There was communism, which said that material prosperity, sharing all our good things with each other, would create a paradise. There was national socialism, Nazism, which said that the state controlling everything would produce an ideal nation state, an ideal country, where everything would be perfect. Those ideologies have failed. Nazism fell through the victory of the First World War, and communism, in most places, has fallen through peaceful revolutions. But this ideology that we can build a paradise here on earth has not been extinguished. A lot of us, perhaps even some Christians, seem to put more faith in technology and improvement in laws than we do in our Savior's message of the Gospel. But the human experience shows that even as laws get better, even as there is more peace in the world, there is not peace in our hearts. There is one interesting statistic out of Great Britain. There, the crime rate has declined steadily for the past 33 years. And yet, anxiety amongst parents for their children has risen. You think parents would feel that their children are safer as the crime rates are dropping. But it's the exact opposite. Our Savior shows us in the Gospel that yes, we must do good here on earth, we must work to build a more just and fairer society, but the reward for this will not be given to us here on earth. In heaven, that is where we will be rewarded for our earthly efforts to give charity to those in need. And that reward, that paradise, will be far greater than anything that we can hope to receive here on earth. It will be to see our heavenly King, but also to see all those others that we have served, tried to serve, all those who had been images of our hidden King. Pius XI was a very quiet man. He had spent most of his life as a librarian. And at the age of 60, the Pope sent him to be the ambassador from the Vatican to the newly created country of Poland. He was chosen for this post because he was the only man who could learn Polish in 6 weeks. Some people count that as his first miracle. But when he arrived in Poland, this newly created country, which had a deep Catholic identity, was being threatened by the Red Army, newly out of Russia. Almost all the other ambassadors fled the country. The only ones who stayed were Archbishop Achillirati, that was Pope Pius XI, as he was known at that time, the Pope's ambassador, the American, the Danish, and the Italian ambassadors remained there with the Polish people. The Polish army, greatly reduced in size, was able to beat back the Red Army from communist Russia. And Pius XI, at the time, saw in this a miraculous preservation of a Catholic country from the dangers and the errors of communism. He knew, though, that an earthly battle would not be sufficient to overcome the errors, the lack of truth in this system that said we could build heaven here on earth. And so when he became Pope, he gave us this great feast day, the feast day of Jesus Christ, the universal King. So as we gather today to worship our heavenly King, let us ask him that he will rule in our hearts so that we can serve him in those around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.